Now we're going to London next, where the former BBC News presenter Hugh Edwards has been given a 6-month suspended sentence after pleading guilty to accessing child abuse images. Edwards admitted having 41 such images, which were sent to him on WhatsApp. London-based reporter Vincent McAvinney has been following the story. Vincent, he had already pleaded guilty to a number of charges. So what was today's case about?
Well, today was about the sentencing for the details that you have outlined there. Mr. Edwards, back in the start of summer, to the surprise of many when these allegations came out, he had, of course, been suspended from the BBC, but that was on a separate scandal that had been first reported by the Sun newspaper. Then this news emerged from nowhere that the arrest of a convicted paedophile in Wales had revealed that he had been in this exchange with this image swapping. He had pleaded guilty to the charge at the start of the summer, and this was to go through the circumstances in order to come up with an appropriate sentence.
The prosecution outlined the case against him. What did they say?
Well, they explained that in 2018, this young man, Alex Williams, who was then a university student, had been trying to connect with celebrities online and began an exchange with Hugh Edwards. They turned into messages of a sexual nature, and then they began he began sending Edwards images and videos in exchange for money running to the hundreds of pounds. And this carried on until 2022. At one point, Williams said he had naughty and young images, to which Edwards replied, "Go on." The estimated age of the children in most of the pictures was between 13 and 15, but one was aged between 7 and 9. Mr. Edwards did at times say not to send anything under age, but these are only the WhatsApp messages. We do not have other platforms that we understand that they now used, and including a Dropbox as well that they used for images. So the prosecution outlined that this had been a consistent pattern of behaviour. They had accepted, though, that Mr. Edwards had suffered from depression and mental health issues, which is what his lawyers were putting forward in part to explain his behaviour during this period.
Talk to us then about what his lawyers said.
Well, what his lawyers said was that Mr. Edwards had no previous convictions, that he had well-documented mental health disorders that had impaired his judgment, and that he had shown remorse for his actions. His KC mentioned that the pandemic had had a disruptive effect on the treatment that he was already receiving for depression, and there was another claim from the defense that payments were not for the purposes of receiving indecent images, and they highlight the fact that, as I said, he was saying don't send anything underage at points. So that was the case that they put forward to try to mitigate for their client.
The sentence was handed down just as we came on air. What did the judge say?
Well, Hugh Edwards had gone to court with a bag in case he was given a custodial sentence, which was a real possibility. But he has been given a 6-month jail sentence suspended for 2 years. The magistrate said Edwards did not pose a risk to the public or children, and an immediate custodial sentence was not necessary because the evidence showed he could be rehabilitated and was engaging with services. The sentence comes with a requirement to complete a sex offender program and further rehabilitative sessions, work that is overseen by the probation service. Edwards will be placed on the sex offenders register for 7 years, meaning he has to notify the police of his whereabouts, and there are other conditions about staying away from areas with young people. He also had his custody image released from his arrest in November. Now, he left the dock with his legal team to meet with the probation service to go through the details. He appeared to let out a slight sigh, but gave nothing else away.
Vincent McAvinney in London, thank you for joining us with that. And if you've been affected by this story, details on the support available can be found at rte.ie/helplines.